Hello and welcome back to Say News. I'm Farhan Chaudhry and I'm joined by Arnold Bortos, who is a remarkable person in his community. He is a soccer coach for underprivileged youth. Hey, Arnold.
Hey, Farhan. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here. How are you doing?
I'm well. Well, the interview is all about you. Thank you for taking the time out of your very busy schedule. And Arnold, I know a little bit background information on you. So do you just want to introduce yourself to the fan base?
Yeah, for sure. So my full name is Arnold Bortos. I am involved in soccer, especially youth soccer. I grew up here in Canada in Mississauga. I've been pretty much playing soccer all my life. I've always had a passion for it. I've been playing since I was about four. I've played at the recreational level, at a semi-professional level, and I've tried to get into professional level. I have tried out for some teams, a few teams, the biggest being I traveled to England and I tried out for Charlton United.
Yeah.
I know that one of the reasons you wanted to have me on here is to speak about my experiences. So what particular questions do you have?
Before we get into that, I just wanted to ask you, what connected you to soccer? What was something you like about the sport that made you want to play soccer and then pursue it even further, even on a professional level? As you said, you had a trial in Charlton United.
Yeah, just like the... obviously, I love the sport, but just the fact that you get to meet so many people and you learn so many life lessons from playing the sport, and you meet so many new people from all around the world. And soccer is a way to sort of, it's like the world's language. You can speak through it with anyone from all across the world. So I've met a lot of people from all around the world, and I've made a few good friendships. So yeah, it's been amazing for me. And not just playing the sport, but also meeting a lot of great people.
Well, Arnold, you mentioned that soccer is a very natural way to meet other people, and it's very inexpensive. You said it's the world sport. It's the beautiful game. But what are your thoughts on the play system in Canada? I know you had some reservations about that based on your time in England, where you said it doesn't matter how poor or rich you are, you can play soccer, and that's the working man's game. Whereas here, you still need to have a little bit of money to pursue rep level soccer, and then provincial and then national. So what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, like I said, when I went to England, I spent a little bit of time there, as well as, like I mentioned, I did try out for Charlton United, but I did go and go to other academies, whether it's semi-pro, professional. And, you know, one thing that I noticed that... that is big over there that we don't have here is you don't necessarily have to be part of a rich family, or the income level doesn't matter as much if you're a good soccer player, yeah. A talented soccer player, but also a great person. You have a love for the sport, but you're also in it to make relationships, just to gain life lessons. It seems like there's a lot more opportunities there. And if you're unprivileged and you're in a low income family, if you're a good player and you work hard, it seems like teams are willing to take a chance on you. They're willing to give you trials and even help you out and sign you to a contract. Whereas here, it's obviously there is a lot of talent here, and there's more and more talent as the years go by. But a lot of that talent is not being discovered, or not being, like, clubs aren't signing those players just because at a recreational level and at a competitive level, it's very costly to play soccer here in the GTA, but to be honest, all across Canada. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. I mean, I'm not as good as in soccer as with you. Like, compared to you, I'm very casual. But when I play soccer at my local field, I'll see people that come from academies and who play rep level soccer, and they'll come in and play with us. And some of the kids that I grew up with, they run circles around them. They're much better than them. It's just they never had the, I guess, maybe even passion or even the resources to pursue it further. But yeah, they're much better than them at technically speaking. But the only thing they lack on is, I guess, how would you say, stamina and whatnot, which would only come once you have coaches, fitness coaches, and nutrition, which these guys aren't unable to have because, like you said, the financial level, it's just not the same. And there's a huge disparity.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And even when obviously, like I said, I've played a lot of soccer here. And when I went out to England, there were obviously, there's loads of talent there. But I did, like, there were a few players where I could tell right away that if that I've played with here in Canada, if they were to try out for that Charlton team that were at my level, or even some of them were even better than me, and younger than me, would have definitely made the team because they were honestly better than some of the players on Charlton, which it's crazy to think, but it's the truth, honestly. So it's very unfortunate that, you know, it's so costly to play sports in this country, and not a lot of players, even though they're so talented, even get the opportunity to even play soccer at all, not even to just make it as a professional, but even play as like youth level, just because it's a financial burden to their family.
Well, that's a good segue into my next question, that what made you pursue this this cause that you're going for, where you're coaching underprivileged youth in Mississauga? So what made you pursue this? I mean, obviously you have a passion for soccer, but I mean, just speak on it.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, one of the reasons is the whole conversation that we've been having, obviously, is the fact that it's expensive and a lot of families can't afford it. But also, I know that growing up, I would go to school, I would come home, I would finish my homework, and then I'd kind of have nothing to do. I'd go fool around sometimes.
Yeah.
But one of the things that kind of kept me going and kept me on the right track was, you know, I'd come home, I'd do my homework, and then I'd go out to the fields and play with friends, sometimes just whoever's at the park, just play around. And it sort of got my mind off things, and you know, it's a good way to get rid of stress, but also like get some physical activity, meet new people, like I mentioned. And I know a lot of players don't really do that. They'll go to school, they'll go home, and then that's sort of it. They just kind of hang out at home, or they might, you know how kids are, they might get in trouble, fool around. So I thought, you know, starting this after school program would offer a lot of kids the opportunity to have a place to play, but not also just play for fun, but also learn from it. So obviously what I tried to do is put tactical sessions together for the kids and exercises that would help them improve their game. But again, the main focus is always for them to have fun, to meet new people, and just to be physically active and learn life lessons that would help them in the future. And, you know, if some of them are really good, then there could be a potential there for a future professional career.
And I know you said in my pre-interview with you, you said that the program was very small when you guys started, but it has grown significantly in the past 2 years. So tell me about that.
Yeah, we started off with a low amount of players, but, you know, a lot of players were enjoying it. And, you know, word gets around. A lot of the parents were very satisfied with what their kids were saying when they got home about the program. So, you know, they would tell their other friends, and then, you know, the players would tell their other friends at school about the program. And yeah, it just kept going and growing. And obviously with COVID right now, we're at a pause, but we were doing really well before. And I hope to continue to grow the program after we get back.
Well, yeah, we can't have any conversation without mentioning COVID-19. And so, Arno, when the pandemic hit, I know you had to alter your program, but how did you do it? How were your drills different than the drills before when everything was normal?
Yeah, it was really difficult. Obviously, it's a situation that that none of us have gone through, so everyone had to adapt. And there's always things you can do. And I obviously didn't want to leave the players just doing nothing. I still wanted to continue my program in any way possible. So I adapted. I created vlogs. I have a website where I post weekly and daily challenges to kids, some training that they can do at home by themselves. If they have a family member, they can join in as well.
Do the kids have to do these?
So what I do is once I send out the challenge, I of course speak to the parents. Some of the parents don't always understand the challenges. So I explain this to them, and then I sort of get a report at the end of the week from the parents back, whether their son enjoyed the drill, did they complete them? Was it too hard for them, so that I could adjust it for the next week? And yeah, I get a lot of input from parents that I use to alter my programs and everything else.
Well, now with the third wave of COVID-19 officially here, I know you've had to suspend your program indefinitely, but I'm glad to see that you've altered it in a way that keeps the underprivileged youth still active during this time. And that signals the end of our show. Arnold, I just want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day for doing this. And also, I want to thank you so much for keeping youth engaged during this very uncertain times and keeping them off the streets. It's a very rewarding thing you do. And I'm glad there's people like you and there's community leaders like you who actually care for kids. So thank you so much for this, Arnold. Any last words you have to say?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's honestly a joy to do this. I've started to do some Zoom calls with the kids as well, just to chat and see what they're up to. And you know, it's great seeing their smiles on their faces when each week when they receive their weekly challenges. And yeah, I don't want to let this pandemic stop the progression of our program. And hopefully, once the summer comes, things start to clear up and we can keep growing and get back outdoors. And also, I did want to mention, I want to thank Aaron Mills Soccer Club a lot for their help with this, because they've been lending me equipment. Obviously, when we were doing it before the pandemic, and also they have been letting me use their Zoom account to reach my players. So it's been great. And yeah, I hope to continue it and hopefully be back on the field soon.
Thank you so much, Arnold. I want to thank all the people at home listening to us. This has been Say News with Farhan Chaudhry, and you have been listening to remarkable people in our community. Bye.